It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, my G?
What's good? Watson already on, too. I'm about to mute myself.
All right, let's get it. PSA motherfucking hip-hop, man. Saturday edition, man. Watson, what's fucking good, my guy?
What's good, my guy? What it do, man?
Let's get right into this, man. RVE, Pearly Gates 3 today. Let's talk about these battles, my nigga. Obviously, we've seen the press conference last night with RBE, Boss Chick Rain and all that. Let's talk Oops versus Craig Lamar. Listen, man, anytime you think about Oops, people always go back to the Daylight battle. They always go back to the infamous third round of his battle. We also know that Oops, Old Red, people talk about those battles. Oops, you know, when you think about St. Louis, for some reason, we don't throw his name in there with the B-Magics, the Hitmans, the Verbs, you know what I'm saying? Remy D, also, those kind of dudes and all that, that was holding it down for the Lou. Obviously, we also know his situation that he was he was in the streets when all his Ferguson stuff was going down. You know, when B-Dot battled Verb Watson, he spoke about that. And I guess B-Dot felt Verb should have took a stance, maybe the way that Oops might have done it, you know what I'm saying? And Craig Lamar is a person that I rock with heavy. I do like Craig Lamar a lot. I wish he had more RBE battles. I think he's dumb nice. No shade to Gems and all those other cats and Show Off and those dudes. But I like Craig Lamar more than Gems and Show Off. I got to throw it out there, man. But Craig Lamar, Oops, man, talk to me, man. What you think?
I like this battle. I like when there are battles that you have nice MCs who may not be popular with the modern battle rap community, but to people who are real battle rap heads, we know who these guys are. Oops is an elected official. Like, Oops is a person that people voted for, and they elected him. You know, he's an activist. I salute Oops. I like that Oops has come back, but like you said, Oops has two, you know, great moments over every battle. And his battle with Daylight, man, those are two great battles that maybe a lot of people in the modern-day battle rap community don't know about. So you should YouTube those battles. And Craig Lamar doesn't battle enough.
Him and JC was fired, though.
You're right. You see, and that's another thing. Just think about that. Craig Lamar and Geechee was fire, right? Right? Geechee's champion of the year, and Craig Lamar is not as known. What do you think in your – what do you think was the difference?
Like, people like the shit. People like the shit Geechee's spitting more. You talk about a Cali dude. We know Geechee's story, gangline story. It goes back to the believability word that people – and I just think people appreciate Geechee more than Craig Lamar, and that's no disrespect to Craig Lamar at all. I think Craig Lamar is dumb nice. You know what I'm saying? I still think he has to – he's still looking for that one battle to get him over the hump, so to speak, where the battle rap community is really speaking about him all the time. You know what I'm saying? He's from Tampa, Florida, like Loso, and people talk about Loso more than Craig Lamar. You know? They're from the same goddamn city. I know Oops is going to give us a third round that's going to be Daylight Battle. He's going to give us one of those rounds. His third round, pardon me, is going to have one of those rounds when he's talking, you know, real life stuff out of battle rap. And like Kirk Lamar said in the press conference, you can't do that for three rounds. But I don't think Oops is going to do that for three rounds.
Hold up. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You can. But is it going to be effective enough? You can't speak conscious think for three rounds of battle rap, bro.
Yes, you
unless
can.
You incorporate it.
My favorite battle rap is B-Dot. He does that all the time in every battle. So to me,
B-Dot gets people attention way more than Oops. Don't disrespect Oops. Just keeping it real.
No, but what I'm saying is that I'm someone who believes a battle rapper can stay on the same topic for three straight rounds if that's what he wants to do. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I got Craig Lamar 2-1, man.
I'm gonna go with Oops because
really? Okay.
I'm going with Oops because what Oops is doing in his life mean more to me. How to do is rap about it, man. And that's gonna resonate with me more. It's gonna resonate with me more because if you lyrically rap about what you're doing in your life, it's real. It's realer to me than rapping about killing niggas. It's real.
This is battle rap. I'm just talking about
in a battle rap setting,
Watson.
It's realer to me to rap about what you're doing in your life, active in your community, than rapping about my man is in jail doing the bid. And if that's true, it's realer to me when you're like, I'm in
the
street.
It's the way you put it together, though. It's the way you put it together. You got to put it together nice, though.
It's the way you put it together. It's the way you put it together. And Oops knows how to put them rounds together.
We'll see. All right. So you
got
Oops.
Brother.
All right. Next battle, Calico versus Big K the Dog, the Block God on Twitter. Let me say this right now, man. Cal, you're my guy. But something you said last night about Big K, that he doesn't have good other battles compared to the Head Ice battle. Illmac and Big K was a fire battle, my nigga. Big K and Rosenberg was a fire battle, too. Until the choking, but Big K and Rosenberg was a dope battle, man. That was a dope back and forth. Now, you could tell when Rain was talking to Big K last night, Watson, I guess she was trying to see if Big K would open up about them having, you know, outside of battle rap issues. You know, a lot of times people come to battles and we expect them to be on the A game, not knowing that they got outside stuff that's going on in the world and that affects them to prepare for their rounds. And last night, Watson, all I kept hearing from a lot of these battle rappers was money talk this, money talk that, the bag this, the money, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the bag. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like the bag comes first for a lot of dudes before the craft itself. You know what I mean? I would say this, Kyle. If you're going to go three rounds of white angles, my guy, I don't think, no disrespect to you, Kyle, the way you speak that real raps over metaphors and all that, I don't know if three rounds, I don't think three rounds of that is going to be a cat like Big K if you're going to do that for all three rounds. And I have concerns, Watson, that I don't know if Calico just doing the battle rap thing, you know, when, you know, you got to say this in a press conference, you got to downplay your opponent. You got to make it sound like they ain't I am moving. They're not moving and shaking in these streets. I think the battle rap community also looking at Big K kind of funny style. Like, bro, you lost to John, you lost to T-Top when everybody, cause let's be real. At one time, everybody wanted Big K on URL. That was the big talk. I always say this, him and JC, when they was on a RBE run and King of the Dot run with Big K, people were clamoring for these guys to get over here on the big stage and all that. You know what I'm saying? And Big K, man, you losing to Old Red in that, what, a second round when he choked, and you lose to a nigga that choked in a round, my nigga. But then Big K is the type of nigga that could give you that third round against Math Alpha. Like, you know, niggas talk about T-Top's round against Math. Nah, man, I got Big K's round against Math against way better than T-Top stir around against Math. I'm just keeping it at all. What do you think about Cal and Big K, man?
First of all, saying Big K doesn't have great battles is absolutely ridiculous. And I don't like downplaying what people
right.
do in battle rap. I hate that. Okay? We all remember Big K when he battled Rosenberg Raw on
like,
Smack.
Yeah.
We don't
lost,
act like
yeah.
we don't remember that? Well, I remember
yeah.
You and I both believe Big K's third against Math might be the greatest third round anybody has ever had against Math.
He talked to his soul.
Okay?
He talked to Math's soul.
Like anybody who's ever battled him. That third. Okay?
Another thing about Big K.
Also, Big K had a fire battle with Head Ice. Was one of the only battle rappers who battled Head Ice without the reverence and the, you know, jokey, and you are OG, I respect. Let me not go all the way ham on you. I saw Big K brought it to Head Ice, and Head Ice respected him enough where Head Ice brought his A game. So that's another great battle. So I strongly disagree with anyone who tries to downplay Big K. Now let me give you some ether. You can't down anybody who loses to Obed. You cannot dismiss anybody.
My nigga, a round of a nigga. I said you lost a round to a nigga that choked and he still won that round. If anything, that's a credit to Obed.
You know who else lost a battle to a nigga that choked? Calico. Yo, three, who did Calico lose to a nigga that choked?
You going Lux? He didn't lose that round, though.
Ain't no
telling
me.
Cal won that first round. Cal won that first round, though, my dude. I don't know what niggas get that. I always thought Calico won that first round.
And lost the battle. Right.
I'm talking about the round, though. Just a round.
Okay. So, I think I agree with you. This whole I'm for the bag money talk. Let me tell you how you battle rappers sound. Y'all sound like Floyd Mayweather. When Floyd Mayweather went to Gucci and just don't give a fuck about nothing. This whole thing that MOB money over bitches, Fiori cash over bitches, get rich or die trying, this whole money means more than the love and the craft talk, y'all are full of shit. Y'all used to do PGs. You heard it, Will. I mean, y'all know y'all used to give free PGs. A lot of y'all wanted to get on platforms, and y'all was doing it for the love. Y'all was taking low prices. Some of y'all was doing battles for free. So now, after years of finally getting to where y'all at, now everybody, I'm only here for the bag. I'm getting paid more money than you. This is what battle rappers come to when y'all are lying. Y'all love the culture of battle rap. That's what got y'all into it. Y'all ain't get into it because y'all thought y'all was going to get rich. This ain't nothing that's going to make you rich like a rapper. Y'all got into this for the love and the sport and the competitiveness of battle rap. But yeah, y'all upset sitting up there. I'm getting paid more than you.
Sidebar. When Big K told Calico about that when he battled Ill Will and that Charlamagne Donkey of the Day line, yo, Cal, I ain't going to lie, man. Wait for it. I did not like that line either, man. When Big K spoke about that line about Donkey of the Day, and if he got away with that, that's true, though, man. Niggas didn't let Cal get away with that line, though, my nigga. That line was not good, fam. You know what I want Big K to do in this battle? I'm worried about Big K because it seems like he has outside issues going on in battle rap that he's still dealing with, and he didn't want to talk about it either. You know, he told Rain last night, nah, I don't really want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And he had his head down a couple times. I'm just watching him and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If I think Big K does have it in him to give him a round like he gave Math. I do think he has it in him. If he can execute it, I don't know.
So I look at it differently. The reason why Big K was able to give Math that round is because everything that was going on in Math's life, he was able to put that together and throw it back in Math's face in a way that no one has done.
I think there's a lot of things you could say to Cal too, though, Watson. Maybe not that impactful like Math, but something similar. Not impactful as that. But there's things you could say to Cal.
Because we know the angle Cal is going the white boy angle. He's going hard body with that. He spoke about his Black History Month. So I already know when I'm hearing you saying stuff like that, I already know where you're going.
He's a white boy that wants to be black. He's going to go that route.
Calico is not fronting. Calico is not fronting. Calico is about his black pride stuff. If you go to his social media pages, he's on it. He's actually on that type of time.
My nigga, let's not act like he's B-Dot and he's
I'm telling you, Calico was on and Loso, that type of time. I'm telling you, Calico. Why the fuck you bringing up Loso? Because Loso got nothing to do with this conversation. Loso was a Christian. He's a fundamentalist Christian, too. He's a fundamentalist Christian. So bringing up Loso is absolutely has no place in this conversation. Then let me get back.
Leave my son Loso alone, my God.
Let me tell you something about Cal. Cal and Ill Will to me was a classic battle. It's one of my favorite battles.
I think it was a classic.
It was a classic.
Four mics.
Four mics become classics. That's what happens with four mics.
I don't think it was a classic.
As four mics age, they become classics. Calico battle with Ill Will was classic. Calico is going to play the race angle. But I think Big K made a Big K wasn't opening up, he wasn't clarifying stuff that he was saying. So when Big K was like, I'm not into having pride in your race, Calico jumped on that. Like, he leaped. What do you mean? I'm proud to be black. Like, he jumped on it, and it was just because, for whatever the reason is, like you said, Three, Big K head down, he not opening up, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Big K, you can't have that energy today, man. You cannot have the energy. Calico,
I think he knows that too.
Good. Calico feels good, and Calico's a crowd favorite, man.
Is it feeling good or being too cocky and He specifically said that he don't watch Big K battles, which I don't believe. I don't buy that. That he didn't watch. I'm not buying that. Just not buying that.
You remember Floyd Mayweather said, I don't watch nobody's fight. I just get into the ring. Remember when Floyd Mayweather would say, like, that's just hot, adidocious shit. That's all that is. Of course he watches Big K battles, even though he'll say, to me, when battle rappers say they don't watch people's battles, it's equivalent to rappers who say, oh, I don't write rhymes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You lying. You're like, that ain't that. To me, I'm edging Cal, man, because I think that the energy with Big K, it don't seem to match Cal's confidence, man. Cal has so much confidence.
If you're basing that off that, Cal is always confident going to battles.
Cal, there's a different Cal.
He specifically said, I'm not battling Big K, I'm battling myself. I'm battling my last battle. I don't like when niggas say that either. You got to battle niggas in front of you. It's different approaches that you take with niggas when you battle them. So to say you're battling yourself,
You want me to tell you something? It'll get bad for Geechee if you battle Calico. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you ever get in the ring with Calico, it'll get bad for him. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm going Cal 2-1. I'm not going body bag like I see niggas doing. I'm not going to go body bag at all. I'm going Cal
2-1. Me too. I agree. I'm going Cal 2-1, man. I just have to. Cal is just too confident. Confidence means everything in life. It means everything. Confidence leads to great performances. That's simple, man. When you believe
sometimes
in yourself,
stay confident. Sometimes you can believe in yourself, but that don't mean you may think you could guard certain niggas and play ball with certain niggas and you get your ass on the court and there's an upset coming. You feel me? Did you think the fucking Houston Oilers thought they were going to lose to the fucking Buffalo Bills when they were fucking 35-3 at halftime and the Bills came back and won that game? Warren Moon and them gave that game up, my nigga? Come on. You never know, but let me ask you this. Would it be considered an upset if Big K beats Calico? Because that's what nobody's talking about. Everybody's saying Calico going to win. I agree. I got Cal 2-1. But no one's saying, what if the dog wins the battle?
No, it wouldn't be an upset because Big K has enough
really?
Body of work. Why would it be an upset? Why would it be an upset?
Some people feel that way.
No, I'm asking you, though, man. Me and you talking,
okay.
My guy.
All right.
It's not an upset. If Big K won and we watched him win, we'd be like, yo, Big K had it. Big K had it. Like he has the capability. Like you said, imagine he comes out with three rounds of math third round. Will we be expecting that?
If he does the punches, the jokes, and give us material where he's talking to Cal, like, you know what I'm saying, on some grown man talk type shit, maybe like what Arsenal did with Geechee Gotti in that second round, something similar to that, which I think Big K has the capability of doing that, not just punch, punch, punch. He can go into stuff, talk about stories and all that. You know, he can do dabble and shit like that. It would be interesting to see if he could do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go Cal 2-1. I'm with you on that. Next battle. One of the most interesting back and forths of press conferences last night. Yak Town and his bitch, Ill Will against Sirius Jones. Talk to me, man. I'll let you just get that, man. I'll let you set this off.
This battle took on a new life over a press conference. Like, I thought it was a good battle.
A little bit before that, though, on Champion, Ill Will's, you know, that's when he talked a little about slapping and all that. But it started from there, and then the trailer and all that.
But it got completely, it went left yesterday. It went somewhere else. And now I'm really looking forward to this battle. Obviously, there's going to be passion from Sirius Jones. I think there's going to be more passion for Sirius Jones than it is Ill Will. Because I really think Ill Will just thinks he's just going to clown him to death and bar him out. But I think now Sirius wants to really win this battle. You know what I'm saying? And to me, this makes the battle even more intriguing.
I'm not saying I know what you mean. I want to say this, though. Credit to Jones on this, though. I believe as much as some people try to downplay him, he's a legend. Let's be clear on that. He's a legend. We would agree with that, right?
Sirius Jones is an absolute legendary figure in battle rap, without question.
Now, even though people might not go back to his battles and, you know, say he has a lot of battles that have replay value, I think that's the conversation that a lot of people have. And that's the problem that me and Jones had with our encounter when we had a little spat back and forth, that he didn't like the fact that I felt that, yo, yeah, you're a legend, but I don't feel, to be honest, I wasn't trying to play Jones out. I just feel like, yeah, my nigga, you a legend and you nice. You know what I'm saying? You did 3-Zip Disaster like it was nothing. I give you that also. But nobody's really quoting Sirius Jones bars like that. You get what I'm saying? He is a legend. Let's go back to Summer Madness 2. That whole card was about the legends against the up-and-comer guys who's making noise right now. Jones, Lux, Enes, all those brothers and all that, Rex and all that. You know, so niggas was on some, like, he was on that card. You know what I'm saying? You talk about confidence. I think Jones has more confidence than Calico. Like, you want to talk about confident cat? Like, leaving up to Jones, you'll say he acts like he's over a lot of niggas that's his peers and all that. You know what I'm saying? But continue, you talking about the press conference and how intense it was. I feel, Watson, before you go in, that we worry about beefing up security for Hollow and Math. You could say that against Big K and Calico also. And would you agree also, watching the press conference, you could say that about Jones and Ill Will also?
Well, if you follow ARP's tweets, ARP already said we're going to have extra security.
Yeah.
Extra security is going to be there. Because he got some grudge matches, man. He got some real – this is a real good – this is a battle rapper. This is a person who – a battle rap purist who loves battle rap. This is a card for you. Battle rappers who are not that known battling, battle rappers you haven't seen in a while, and then veterans and legends. Sirius Jones is a legend. You know, if you talk about battle rap history and battle rap moments, Sirius Jones has important ones. And I'll just ask you, as a person who follows the history of battle rap, when Jen was on a 106 and Park Killing Street bodying everybody, when Jen went around and went on, when you seen him on Smack, and he beat Verse.
Oh, God.
Jim was like on this killing spree that captured the...
Wait a minute. Wasn't Jones and Jin before, but we didn't see it though.
We hadn't seen it. But even if it was,
and Jin and Hollow, and Jin and fucking Ryan Solomon.
Let me say this. And then Jin won. Wait a minute. And then Jin won the Puerto Rican. The power summit
yeah,
of Puerto Rico.
And all the professors and niggas, yeah.
Jin won that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who stopped Jin's win streak? Three.
Sirius Jones.
Do you consider that a moment in battle rap history that people talk
yes.
about?
That's
okay.
one of his that's something he could hold in his mantle. That's on
okay,
his resume.
So let me ask you another thing. Do you think his battle against Mook, do you consider that another battle rap mantelpiece moment?
I had Mook win, yes, which, yes, it still was.
You call that? And you alluded to earlier his battle with Charlie Clips. Do you consider that a battle rap mantle moment, that he could put that battle on his mantle as a moment in battle rap history?
The only reason he could say that because that was his first battle back. So he's like a nigga who hasn't dropped the album in 4 years. The anticipation to see this person and see if he still had it compared to his old material that we liked. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
and
I guess you can
still do it. And
just based on that.
Right. So boom, you just acknowledged that Sirius Jones has three battle rap mantle history moments that you can talk about that mean something to battle rap culture. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He 3-Zip Disaster. He beat Arsenal. He's the most difficult battle rapper to beat. Now, the battle rap community may not be popular, but his record, it's hard to beat, man. This is gonna be a great battle, man.
Listen,
I
agree. His wins-loss resume, is dope. But do people go back to watch Sirius Jones battles? Are they quoting his bars and all that? Like, when Ill Will said that, yo, we don't want you here anymore. We don't need you. Like, I think a lot of people who do feel that way.
And here's
like,
when
you think of Jersey, niggas will say Oz, Shug, Surf, O-Red. They forget Jones' name sometimes, bro.
And you know what?
When you think of Harlem, you're going to say Lux and Mook when you think of Harlem.
So what did we just do, Three? We just highlighted his battle rap moments that all
exactly,
people
and he's still
the
under them niggas.
Culture.
And guess what? And niggas still put them niggas over him.
You know what I'm talking about? But we're not talking about popularity. We're not talking about what's
it's not popularity.
Wait,
they went for the culture.
So now here's another thing. What you like in battle rap and what somebody else likes in battle rap are two different things. I saw you put out that tweet that you had Tay-Rock, Tay-Rock, Mook, and Surf, and they laughed at Sirius Jones when his name was brought up, right?
Let me give you 50 seconds here. A couple years ago on the old channel was up there, whoever would follow me for a long time, y'all know what I'm talking about. I had an interview with Tay-Rock, Murder Mook, and Sue Surf for an hour and 15 minutes rocking with me, right? It's 2016, right? We just talking about battle rap, and I think Jones had a battle coming up with somebody, and we were talking about it. And when I mentioned his name, Tay-Rock laughed. And then Mook was like, yo, Rock, chill out, man. Stop laughing and shit. Like, them niggas was, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas,
why does that mean something to that young dude who hadn't accomplished shit laugh at someone who had accomplished more in rap? Who had accomplished more in hip-hop and on battle rap than they had at the time you interviewed them?
My nigga, Jones has insecurity issues when he talks, my nigga.
I'm talking about the fact that you're trying to make it something because Tay-Rock in 2016,
3 years ago.
Yo, you know what? Don't bring that nigga Slick Rick name up. That nigga wasn't hot since 1989. That was a long time ago. That nigga ain't popping right now. fuck you mean you talking about Slick Rick? Don't you ever bring up no old school rapper to me? That nigga trash. How do
my nigga,
sound
the
right
point
now?
I'm making, man, Nick Jones is, listen, he's still haunted by that mask punch, my nigga. Because you could tell when Ill Will just hinted about that, he just saw, you want to fight? You want to fight? Like, my nigga, Jones, what are you, come on, you supposed to be the OG and shit. What do you want to fight you for, bro?
I agree with you that he's haunted by the mask punch, but let me ask you a question. Is mask haunted by the disaster punch?
Yes.
All right, then. Sometimes the shit you just don't let go and shit you don't get over.
But I think Mask is more in a comfortable space, more about that, more than Jones is right now.
Because
let's be real, Mask was willing to battle Disaster, my nigga, for all you forget. They was going to battle a second time.
Let me just say this.
Jones, let's call it what it is, Watson, man. Jones is mad that his name is. Jones, go on. Jones is mad that his name is not there with the Luxes, the Rexes, and the rest of them niggas. His name ain't there with them niggas.
Was Ill Will supposed to battle Verb? Was Ill Will supposed to battle Verb?
Yeah. What's your point?
Here's my point. But he got Sirius Jones. If Sirius Jones is a nobody nigga that nobody gives a fuck about, why he on this card then? Fuck niggas who think Sirius Jones don't have a major contribution to battle rap. Niggas who laugh at Sirius Jones don't even have the history of Sirius Jones. Niggas who laugh at Sirius Jones don't have mixtapes better than Sirius Jones mixtapes. Niggas who laugh at Sirius Jones don't know shit about battle rap. I do not respect niggas who laugh at Sirius Jones. Period. With a T, nigga.
With that being said, Surf makes better music than Sirius Jones. Let me continue also. You're fucking bugging. Yo, you get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
No, Sirius Jones don't make better music than Surf. Are you fucking crazy?
He don't speak to my nigga. My nigga, hold on. You put Surf and Sirius Jones on Fuckmaster Flex? Surf shit gonna get more litty than Sirius Jones twice on Sunday, nigga. What are you talking about?
I strongly disagree. Now let's get back to the battle. I think this is gonna be. Let's not rear off into Surf who can't rhyme on a fucking beat to save his life.
Surf makes better music than Sirius Jones. Surf and Benny. I see Surf and Benny out here making that joint with Surf and Benny's fire, the consignment joint. Surf mixtape is fire. Where's Jones' music at? Where's Jones' music at, Watson? What happened to the DTT? What happened to Disturbing the Peace? Wasn't he down with Luna? What happened with that? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Got it. Continue with the battle, man.
Sirius Jones is a better MC than Sue Surf in every category.
Okay. I'll let you get that off. Go ahead.
I know you will. The reason why he was a villain, because he needed to get a big, reputable name.
I agree with that.
And he got Sirius Jones. So for
I agree with that. No. I wish Jones would get better battles. And when I say better battles, niggas that's moving and shaking in the culture. You know what I'm saying? And I think Ill Will is a good name for him to get.
Get better battles. Let me see. The guy has battled Charlie Clips, Disaster. He's got an arsenal.
Disaster is not that.
Biggest names in battle rap.
Yes,
Jones,
and I was.
Listen to this. He's battled the Mount Rushmore of battle rap. But yet he needs to get better battles. Ooh, he needs to battle just new young little niggas who get mopped up every time they battle somebody. That's
my
what
nigga,
he needs. Don't battle
my
Mount
nigga,
Rushmore.
He said that him and DNA. He said
he
him and DNA was a classic. Survey says
he
that was a lie, Jones. You and DNA was not a classic, brother. I'm so sorry. I don't know. Your second round was dope, though. I ain't going to front on that, but it was not a classic battle. Let's slow down on that. Let's slow down on you and DNA was a classic. No, it was not. And then you talk, hold on. And then you talking about you sex chicks better than Ill Will. What in the fuck does that got to do with a battle? When he says shit like that, he be sounding corny to me, my nigga. I'm sorry. And this ain't got nothing to do with me and Jones' situation years ago. That was a one-time deal. I didn't give a fuck about that. I still interview Jones. It ain't even that serious to me. But you talking about you piping down chicks better than Ill Will, my nigga. What does that got to do with him? And how do you know that? What do you pause? Pause. What are you talking about? You co-signed? You feeling all that?
I'm not even focused on that. I'm focused on a battle, my nigga.
Well, I'm focused on a press conference. What is she be talking about?
I'm focused.
He looks broke.
Focused on a
battle. What are you talking about?
I'm focused on the battle. And let me tell you one thing, I've never been about in the battle rap culture. Popularity. My favorite battle raps have never been
with popularity, though.
My favorite MCs have never been the most popular. So I don't give a fuck about nobody's going to make the Jones battles. Nobody. I don't give a fuck about
sidebar again. I think people listen to us because we – I think –
how about that?
I think people listen to us because we don't be on what's the popular thing. So continue, though.
But you always bringing that up. You always bringing that shit up.
Bringing what up?
Oh,
you don't think Sirius Jones wants to battle? Hold on. Let me ask you this. Hold on a second, Watson. You don't think Sirius Jones wants to battle the people that's deemed popular and people that feel – the fans who feel that – who are the niggas right now? You don't think there's a reason why Arsenal decided to battle niggas like Twerk and Geechee Gotti back-to-back? What are you talking about? You don't think Jones want to battle niggas that's the Tay-Rocks and Surfs? You don't think he wants those? You forget him and Tay-Rock beefing on hip-hop is real? You forgot about that shit?
You think I forgot about him beefing with Tay-Rock and hip-hop is real?
No, I'm not saying he forgot about it, but I'm just bringing it back. I'm just bringing it back to life, that's
like,
all.
I'll never talk to you again, Tay-Rock, if you battle Super.
That was funny.
That was funny. The person who can get away with never battling
Matt Hopper, here we go.
And discrediting Sirius Jones' whole career.
Here we go.
Here we go. What do you mean here we go?
I'm
going to
get your boss off.
Ain't no boss to get off. Jersey. How about that? That means I choked. Jersey.
And Jones, you up there talking about niggas look broke. Come on, fam. You wear a Rich Dollars Yankee fitted, first off. And you acting like you up there acting like you, come on, it's not like what you was rocking with. Like, you know, you see niggas gear, you be like, that shit's kinda fly, right? That shit's kinda hot. Like, I don't ever look at your gear, be like, yo, that nigga, that shit look dope right there. My nigga got an ill shirt. Like, oh, come on, son, like, what we doing here, fam? Like, I ain't like Jones and all that, but I would agree with you on this. Jones is a hard nigga to beat, though, Watson. He's a hard nigga to beat. Like, I don't think – here's the thing. Ill Will, freestyle ability that we like, he can rebuttal. He's very humorous. He's very creative. Performance also. I think Ill Will also was slept on when it comes to performance and all that. I think in the room – Jones is very unorthodox and he's very intricate also with his bars. That I'm wondering if niggas gonna catch. I think we're gonna appreciate the shit Jones says in this particular battle better on camera compared to live in the room. Would you agree with that? He'll say a lot of shit that's over the head bars type shit.
No, you mean Sirius Jones said over the head bars or Ill Will?
Sirius Jones.
No, you know it doesn't go over our head. You know that we listen to the lyricism.
Yeah, of course, but to decipher a little better and catch it a second time when you do a review or when you watch it again,
So I went on my rant on how great I think Sirius Jones is. I think, but I'm going to edge Ill Will 2-1 on this battle, though.
Wow. Interesting.
Yes. I'm going to edge because
all that ranting and all that, and you go for Ill Will. Nice.
No,
if anyone listened to the PSA Hip Hop, you'd think you were Sirius Jones' lawyer for 2 minutes there. But go ahead.
No. But I defend Sirius Jones from ignorant rappers who never accomplished
his lawyer.
He got a better legacy than they got in the hip hop culture. Yeah, I'm gonna defend him on that. I'm gonna defend him on people who don't respect veterans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna defend him on that. So,
Kevin Willis got a ring when he's in San Antonio, so it's all good, guys.
And Kevin Willis also led the NBA in rebounding. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Atlanta Hawks. Can y'all talk about it? Okay, man. Let's stay focused.
I'll take it. Kevin Willis was a better basketball player than Draymond Green. Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah. All right. So, I think that I'm edging Ill Will 2-1.
Okay.
I like this battle. And I'm saluting. Let me salute RBE and Sirius Jones for stepping in. In giving Ill Will a very credible, difficult opponent to beat. I like that. And guess what? It was Sirius Jones he got. When he picked up the jack, he called Sirius Jones.
right? All right, would you get mad? Sirius Jones doesn't want niggas to bring up Math Alpha in his battle. It seems like it's very irate when niggas start talking about that. But if I'm niggas, I still talk about it, because if he's going to get irate about it, talk about it. Fuck it. That's how I look at it. It's a battle.
If you're ill will, you have to bring that up now, because you see it touches a nerve. And being the way that, I mean, he can just craft something after the press conference, man. And really, you know what I'm saying? And really.
Yo, sidebar again, he could have had an opportunity to battle Young Goddess, and he didn't know who Young Goddess was. And he turned that down, it seemed like.
Who didn't know who Young Goddess was?
Jones. You didn't hear when Wall Street asked him, Rain said, yo, you could have battled Young Goddess, and you turned that down, and then they went away for it a little bit. I'm glad Rain brought that back up again. And that he said, nah, I didn't really know who she was and all that. I didn't watch her battles. And Rain was like, really? But a lot of niggas don't watch female battle rap, so I'm not shocked that he wouldn't know who that is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Niggas not like
no.
You, son. You went to Queen of the Ring battles. Not everyone go to Queen of the Ring battles, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But I would have just, I would have been quick. Young Goddess was, and then I would have chastised him a little bit, like, come on, my nigga, you gotta do better than this. You're a battle rap dude, but you don't watch me with battle rap. You got a problem, people don't watch me.
Okay. I'm going ill will 2-1, though. I'm going ill will 2-1. You know what I'm saying? 2-1. Next battle, Hollow the Don versus Math Alpha. We've seen the press conferences. Go ahead, Watson.
Should win this battle. Link story that people Math should win this battle. Math has the more compelling story that people should resonate with. The question is, can he put it together in 3 strong rounds where we don't feel like he's beating a dead horse? If he can give us 3 different rounds of complete disloyalty by loyalty over money, I think it's going to talk more to our souls. The only problem is Hollow is so goddamn good at just battle rapping and taking whatever Mav says. Because remember, we've never heard Hollow rebuttal stuff, because everybody throws stuff at Hollow when they bring up Mav. Now, for the first time, we're going to hear Hollow rebuttal a lot of accusations and things being said. So this battle is going to come down to believability. Do you think Math is right for feeling the way he feels? Or do you believe Hollow was moving in a way that you don't think was funny style? Because if you don't think Hollow was moving in a funny style way, then you're going to give this battle to Hollow, because all Hollow got to do is just rap his regular shit. You know, you don't got growth, Math. You the same Math you've been since I knew you 10 years ago. You sold for me. Like, if that's what you're going to do, we heard all in the press conference everything I talked about. But if Hollow's just going to do that, and people like Hollow better anyway, then Hollow will win that. But if you feel that there was some real disloyal shit going on, and Math can put that shit together, Math can win this, which is why I'm picking Math to win this 2-1. I'm putting a lot of faith in Math to win this, because I think he has a compelling story to put out there in a way that don't lose us.
Here's where I got a problem with one thing you said in this, what you're saying. You're asking whose story we're going to believe. I can't sit there and say whose story I believe. I just got to go into the fact of whose story is better crafted, whose story is better crafted in the material. That's the only way I could determine a winner in this. I can't really go off of, well, Hollow, you were right on this, Matthew, you're right about it, because nobody knows the truth but them two. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear the word perception a lot when they were doing a press conference, and Hollow kept talking about the word perception. Oh, and Math would be like, you're lying. And then Hollow's like, well, it's my perception. It's what I like. So it's like, who's telling the truth here? So I can't really go off. I'm done past, though, who's telling the truth and who's on some bullshit. Because I can't really go off on that. I don't know. Only them two niggas know that. And then their immediate circle know what time it is. Now, are you subscribing to Mav's theory? Because Mav seems he's going at home with this, that if people pick Hollow to win after this battle, you should stop hanging with that person. And I think that's the narrative Mav is going with. Are you running with that also?
It's hard to do that. I can't run with that. And see, no. But that is why I'm saying Mav is clearly planning to paint a picture of a completely disloyal dude.
Both of them are going to watch.
Hollow's made it clear what his issue was with Mav, and it hasn't been that. It's just Mav has no growth, progression. He's in the same place, and you mad because he's getting more money than him. Like, we're not going to look at Mav any different. But what Mav is saying that, will you want a person like Hollow in your circle after he, that's what he's trying to say. Like,
and Hollow's painting a picture that Mav is still on these streets as an older person. Mav is still immature. Mav doesn't want his homeboys to progress as an individual. The point I'm making, Watson, both of them paint a picture about what they feel the other person didn't do or the other person changed. Like, they both trying to say, Hollow's trying to say Mav changed, Mav's trying to say Hollow changed. Or Hollow's trying to say Mav's still the same person.
Right. All Hollow's saying is Mav is still the same person. That's it. Like, what? Street niggas were just out there and they still out there. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to say how everyone looks at Hollow. We should, after this battle, look at Hollow completely different. That's what he's saying his goal is. And he's like, if you come out of this battle and you still look at Hollow like it's like right now, then you funny style. So that's why I'm saying Mav clearly
right.
It's got some ammunition, man, that he's trying to put together. And I think if he can put it together right, I'm going to edge him.
Listen, man, I want to go with Mav, man. I really do, man. Because, I think Mav needs his W. You know, like, he really needs his W. Because would you agree, Mav loses battle, then what?
Nothing. Nothing happens if Mav loses this battle because Hollow the Don, nothing, I repeat, nothing happens if Mav loses this battle. You cannot lose to a legendary.
It depends the way he loses.
You cannot
it depends the way he loses.
Legendary, you cannot lose to Hollow the Don, who's a legendary MC battle rapper who people think is the greatest battle rapper of all time. Losing to him does not devalue you. Because people already think he's the greatest battle rapper of all time. And a lot of people pick him to win this. A lot of people. So people are expecting a Hollow the Don victory.
Yeah, Master's underdog.
So that's why
I'm not going to
hurt Mass. Because people are expecting a Hollow victory.
It depends the way he loses. I think it depends the way he loses, Watson. If Hollow goes up there and 30s this nigga badly,
no way
that's
gonna happen.
I'm not saying it is, brother. We gotta throw it out there. If that happens, because then it seems like I'm holding Mav's hand. I'm not doing that. I'm not holding nobody's hand. I gotta say what I gotta say. If Hollow 30s Mav and does him dirty, the battle rap community will try to drive Mav to the airport and tell him, "Yo, fam, it's been real," but, you know, and then you got to look at Mav's peers after that. Because, Mav, you got to understand, Watson, that the perception to the battle rap community is Mav was hounding down Hollow for this battle. And then Hollow was the one that decided to say, "Yeah, nigga, I'll take you." So it made it sound like Hollow was on some boss shit, my nigga. On some boss shit. I'm pulling the strings here. I'll decide when I want to battle. You want this battle, nigga. Because to all of us, we also thought that Hollow was never going to battle Mav, first of all. So for Hollow to do that, it's like, okay, Hollow, you willing to battle this nigga, fam? Like, all right. That's how I looked at it. Like, oh, Hollow must really want to do this now. Because I was shocked. I interviewed Hollow, and I asked him. I'm shocked that you're taking this battle because the perception was that you was not going to battle Mav at all. And then you go on 15 minutes of fame, like, you, I'm going to get you a check. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting you a check out of this also. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's hard for me to pick Math, Watson. I want to. Math is my guy. Math is my dude. I focus on Math heavy. I want Math to battle Surf. I want Math to go out with a bang. I want Math to have a great 2019. And I don't think Math is still trying to portray this bully talk that people are still trying to paint a picture of him. I think, if anything, he's trying to get away from that. I don't think Math likes the – I never felt Math liked the situation with Disaster. I never felt Math felt this shit with Dose was dope in his heart of hearts. I never felt him snuffing Siri Jones in his heart of hearts. That's something he wanted to do. I believe when Math is dolo in his crib, pause, and he's thinking about these situations, like, fuck, what the fuck was I doing? I really believe he feels that way. You know what I'm saying? I think Math does give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And it's something interesting he said also, Watson, that – he hasn't been this prepared for a battle since Marv won. Now, Math is a gift and a curse when you say that, because we're going to look at it like, well, damn, my nigga, what you been doing all these other battles? Yeah, you might have won some, but some of them other battles you had, I mean, Watson, come on, Watson. Me and you did not like him in Show Off. You know what I'm saying? Math, the battle was just him and Av. He said it himself last night. He's using that for motivation, because he knows his last battle with Av was not a good Math offer. But obviously, this is more personal for him. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about that battle just recently being dropped right now? What do you think about that?
Say it again.
The battle with Av just recently dropped. What do you think about
that? I think Math lost clearly.
No. What do you think about the timing of that battle coming out right now?
Oh, the timing of it. Oh boy, are you okay? I'll let you tell me. What do you feel about that? Because I obviously going to say
no,
that.
That thought just came into my mind. That's why I'm asking you.
Are you implying that URL just trying to make Math look crazy? I am.
No, I'm not implying anything. Right, that is a battle that Math clearly lost, and the battle just dropped. So I'm just asking you, because I just thought about it, what do you think about the timing of that battle being released right now?
Well, let me ask you. I'm going to flip it back. I'm passing the rock back to you. What do you think about that conspiracy theorist guy?
I don't think anything about it. I said it's just random thing. That's
he brought it up, my guy.
Yeah, because it was just random. Because we always get the notifications when battles drop, and that battle just dropped. And it was interesting that battle just dropped. I just found it interesting that battle dropped. And it's a battle that does not paint Math in a good picture, because he lost that battle.
All right, man. We'll wrap it up here, man, because tomorrow we'll talk some other shit. We got to talk about tomorrow. We'll get this out ASAP. We've been hours left, so really could do is one, two with this, man. Take us home, Watson.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Luca Brasi, me and three's favorite player. Luca!
My nigga, why are you talking about Luca like that? You should not even talk about Luca like that. You didn't rock with him. You got on me for, like, international cats. You poke holes at me, pause. Anytime I brought Luca's name up in the conversation, you're like, that's your guy. That's your guy. Trey Young is my guy. So why all of a sudden, because you sat and watched and was like, yo, I can't deny it no more, right? Let's keep it. I know you did that. I know you watched this game and was like, yo, you know what? Three was right about this nigga, man. I can't deny this too, man. This game is dope as hell. And when you're watching all the NBA guys saluting him, you can't deny that either. Tell the truth.
Yeah, it reminds me when all the hip-hop rappers were saluting Eminem in the late 90s. That's what it reminds me of. When all the top rappers were like, yo, that's a dope white boy. Yo, he's dope. I like Eminem. That's what it reminds me of when NBA players talk about Luka.
So if you're saying that, he's going to have a hell of a career then if you're comparing him to Eminem then.
Luca Brasi, PSA Hip Hop, the home of Luca Brasi.
What do you think about LeBron getting the AC, man? Are they going to get the playoffs?
Well, they're the biggest threat to the Lakers. So, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs.
According to who?
Because they're the only team.
According to who?
That can beat the Golden State, according to the national media. According to the national media. According to Jason McIntyre. According to Chris Broussard. So, yeah.
Yo, Jason McIntyre, man. You be saying some old wild shit up there, bro. But go ahead, Watson.
No, I'm just echoing and repeating what the national media is saying.
Golden State
is in trouble, man. Y'all in trouble.
Sam, if Golden State plays Sacramento or the Lakers, it's going to give a sweep or five games. That's the most.
Well, LeBron has beaten them before when they had 73 wins. Did you forget that? He beat them before. He knows how to beat them. We can't
underestimate
that.
We'll save our NBA ball tomorrow.
We can't underestimate that, can we, three? Right?
No, we can't underestimate that, man. That's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking hip-hop, man. RB today, man. More show tomorrow. Me and Watson talk about hip-hop. A couple other battles that we're going to review tomorrow and shit. So, man, that's what it is, man. Rally the back. You know what it is, man. PSA hip-hop. One.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.